One thing I learned a long time ago, by the way, Hoff, is nobody cares about your fantasy team, my losing bet, your winning bet. Nobody cares. They care about their winning bets, their losing bets, and their winning and losing fantasy teams. But we had, it was on the calendar for a while, both of these were. And we were at Sal's house over the weekend. Beautiful home, by the way. Awesome. We had a good time. And it's funny, the wives were sitting together for about an hour together, and we were all in the pool doing whatever. I have a couple surf slides, the kids were with us, and the wives were at the table. And I'm sitting there saying, God, I wonder what they're saying about us. And the one thing about the that day is that I really wanted to be able to draft my own fantasy football team. And I had a conflict of interest, so I told my buddy Pete, I said, dude, I can't make it. This has been on the calendar for a little bit. Like, Jan and Sal's wife put this together, and Nicole, housewife. So, and I'm not sitting at Sal's house with my laptop drafting. I'm not doing it. So I said, just draft me the best team. I don't want to do auto draft. Just have my back. And then I look at my team. And then, like, you get the auto draft report. It's like a D+. I'm like, come on. So that's probably another league I'll tap out 2 weeks in. I'll probably start 0-2. You know, I'll probably make like one token waiver wire move to try to stabilize things. That won't work out. I'll have one big injury. I'll be 0-3. I'll tap out. I won't adjust the lineup the rest of the year. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is the number. 11:28 is the time. Let me get AJ in East Chester. What up, AJ?
What's up, BT? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, dude?
Great. So, well, I could be better, right? As a Yankee fan. Look, there's two types of Yankee fans out there, right? There's the delusional ones, the 27 rings, you know, those guys. You know, there's those guys. But then there's people like you said before. You can't pull the wool over our eyes. We see what we see. We know what we know. And right now, before you went out on the break, you said, you know, we know what they're going to do. You know they're going to win this game. They're going to lose these games. They're predictable right now. They're so predictable. And it's like, I told Hoff, they're unwatchable. I knew what was going to happen. You knew they were going to lose 3 out of 4, maybe even get swept 4 games by this joke. I can't stand the Red Sox, I swear. But, like, Hoff could tell you, I've been one of the biggest Boone and Cashman apologists for a long time, up until about a month ago, where I just said, you know what, we need to blow a bomb, just throw a bomb in this, because, you know, based on this predictability and everything, it's like, it's getting so hard to watch. The other problem with this is, we keep going, and I'm a big traditionalist guy, but, like, we keep retreading Yankees here. I love Donnie Baseball. Donnie Baseball, one of my favorite players growing up, Ricky Henderson, Ken Griffey Jr., all these guys are, like, my favorite, like, players.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the incestuous activity that the Yankees choose that just doesn't work anymore.
I wish there was some Yankee blood on the bench. There's not. So what's incestuous?
Boone is.
Well, no, I'm saying aside from Aaron, in terms of the staff, I mean, so where's the incestuous staff?
No, but all the talk is, oh, we got to get Jeter back. We got to get Posada. And granted, Posada might be a good move, but like, and even Boone, right? Boone tried. You see how many times Boone gets kicked out in the year. It's almost like he tries to inject some life into this team.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't see it. They don't feel it. There's no CC on the bench. There's no Gardner on the bench. There's nobody that gets it. Like when Jeter was the captain, he had CC to back him up, right? He was a silent guy. Jeter was kind of a silent guy, but CC was more that rah-rah in your face type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gardner came along, and then like they're missing that in your face type guy.
Yeah.
And it's just missing the
AJ, that's not the only issue. Thanks for the call. Like, and I know you're not saying this, but you know, it's not like, oh, the Yankees are just missing a little leadership and they'll be fine. That's not even, I wish that was the case. Because then I'd say, all right, well, you know, so-and-so has potential to grow into a leadership role and all things should be fine. No, it's so much deeper than that. I mean, leadership is one aspect of the problems that the Yankees face. Not the only one. Let me get
just
Pat.
That they need to get rid Pat. Of. That's what I'm waiting
all
for.
Right, Pat. Patty.
Hey, how's it going, BT?
Good, Pat. Now you've been talking to somebody. I just had to make sure you're good to go. Pat's in Mastic. What's
yep,
up, Pat?
I'm good to go. Thank you for having me.
Yep,
Yeah, I'm just watching the culture of the Yankees, and it's walking out the door. We're starting to turn into the Jets now. It's turning into, like, no confidence, nothing going on good. And I see, even from the coaching staff, I know that you've been very supportive of the coaching staff. I've been listening to you. I went to the game Friday. Seems like we're always putting people in situations and then they're walking the first two batters, allowing the runners to move on the bases wherever they want. There's not just a baseball mentality. The culture is just disappearing. And, like, I understand the frustration with Judge, too, but at the same time, you got your Eli Manning. Certain players play certain roles. He leads by example, which hasn't been great but in the playoffs, but it's just frustrating to sit and watch. I'm watching the most exciting part of the game I went to with my kids Friday, the squirrel on the mound. Like, what are we doing?
Sign him up. He's got some speed. He's got some instincts. That squirrel can move. Get him.
It's just crazy, though. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, we sit here and we watch. We don't, like, Bregman, I watched him. Everybody's booing him. The guy's getting a fire from the fans booing him. They're not scared of Yankees fans anymore because nothing follows.
Yeah.
And then you watch him hit between first and second base. There's a huge gap. I'm sitting there with my wife and kids, and I'm like, the guy's going to poke another one through first and second. He's going to play baseball. We don't do that anymore.
No.
We don't do that.
That's a good point, man. You could see that coming a mile away, and he had a couple of the balls hit to right field. Thanks for the call there, Pat. The one you're referencing was like a five hopper where you could see what he was doing. I mean, he was going right field all the way, and it worked. He's a ball player. Whereas, I know, and again, some of you will fall for this. I won't. And that's not to say that he won't hit a big bomb in October that helps the Yankees beat the Guardians or maybe the Tigers or whatever. I'm talking about somebody like Jazz Chisholm. But when it's go time and when it's time to be locked in and have that real at bat, first and second, nobody out, tough lefty, what are you going to do? Are you going to swing like your Reggie Jackson? Or are you going to, like you always do? Or are you going to dial it down, put the ball in play, and keep the train moving? I think I know what he's going to do. And what he's going to do is not going to be enough to help them to win. So they've just got, it is just a really, I just don't like the roster again. Now, I like it a little bit better than previous, Yankee iterations, but that's not saying much. Ryan's in Stony Point. What's up, Ryan? How are you today?
It's going, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's cooking, dude? Let's go. You got it. Fire away, Ryan.
So I feel like the Yankees at this point, they're almost in like an autopilot mode. It's like, another game. We lost. Who cares? Let's just sweep it under the rug. They're almost accepting defeat. Like, I'm 22 years old. I didn't see like the 90s Yankees, but that's what I want to see. Like, they come in, or you come into the Bronx, like, they're going to kick our teeth in. Like, they're just not like that anymore. Like you were saying earlier, they don't have a guy who's just like, you're almost like scared of this roster. It's like, I like Jazz, but it's like he comes into a game and it's like he doesn't care. They lose, big whoop, whatever. We'll get him next time. We've been saying that the last time they were in Boston. We'll get them next time. Here they came. They came into the Bronx and they killed us. Like, where's that intensity? That's the New York Yankees. I feel like they don't have that intensity anymore.
They don't have any. Part of the problem, too, thanks for the call there, Ryan, and I don't know this to be true, but it's almost like they're so aware of how we're going to react, whether it's on, I'm not saying they base their decisions on WFAN. I don't mean that. I mean big picture. The social media kickback and the reaction in the stands, like, I almost feel like they're too aware of what the public or how the public's going to react to something that goes against their very vanilla public presentation. I believe there's some ass kicking behind closed doors. Ain't working. I believe there's accountability behind closed doors. Not doing much. I believe voices are raised behind closed doors. Means very little. Let me get Richard in Melbourne, Florida. What's up, Rich?
What's up, BT?
Hey, Rich.
I've never seen a team so soft.
Well, you have. No, Rich, hold on. Rich, hold on. I'm going to let you go. I don't mean to jump on here. You have. It's just we're not used to it being the New York Yankees.
I've seen teams. I'm going back to the 80s, and you know how bad those teams were back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they have fight. They fought to the last teeth. You know what I'm saying? These Yankees, they live in life so in denial, they'd be happy just. What happened from going, winning championship to winning the division? Now they're just going to be happy to make a playoff spot. If you look at it, Toronto, Boston, man for man, the Yankees are a better team if you go man for man. You understand what I'm saying? For the Yankees to be this bad against those division rivals. you know, it just the manager, he gets me so sick. He's
yeah, I don't know if I agree. I mean, I don't want to go position by position, but I mean, Trevor Story's better than Volpe. Bregman's better than McMahon. I mean, that's two for two Boston. I mean, Crochet's been better than Fried. Ace better than theirs.
Yes, now. Yes, now. Because the way the Yankees are playing. But the Yankees should be much better than Boston.
Why?
Much better But they got a better team.
Says who?
I said they got a better team.
Oh, so you feel that. I respect
I'm
that.
I'm saying, I'm just a mean.
Yeah,
I feel they got a better team.
Fair enough. You know? I got you.
They got a better team. They got the reigning MVP. Okay? You know, we understand he's hurt and he's not an outspoken guy. That's what he is. He's not like outspoken, but this team needs to step up the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you said, they're going to go on the run. Let's see when they play Toronto now. You know? They were Boston were laughing at them, man. How could it happen? Laughing at them.
It's a walk in the park, man. Rich, it's a walk in the park, buddy. It's a walk in the park. It's a walk in the park. Back then, you know, whether it was Trot Nixon or whomever was in the old stadium in right field with the overhang, and it was like a death pit. That's what it was. It was like a UFC steel cage match. You couldn't hide. And, you know, to give it up to those Red Sox, they didn't really want to hide. Now, the Yankees were better most years until they weren't, the collapses we know. But I don't think the Boston Red Sox back in the day lost because they were soft. They just think the Yankees were one of those all-time amazing units with great chemistry, great depth, and everything worked. You tell me that Big Poppy wasn't a dog, and Manny wasn't a dog, and Nomar before he wasn't a dog, and Trot Nixon wasn't a dog, and Damon wasn't a dog. They were all, and Varitek wasn't a dog. They were dogs. Yanks have more. Yanks have dogs now. Poodles. So they got couple of pretty, you know, primped up, whatever, you know, take them to the, you know, for an hour or two at the dog salon. They look good. Give me the spike collar. Give me the growl. Give me the saliva hanging from the fangs. Give me a pit bull. Give me a Rottweiler. Give me a mixed breed, something like that. I'll take that. Nope. It's poodles. Win, lose. Eh. Doesn't really matter much. And I know that this isn't the case. I got to get a break here, but I think what really bothers me, and I very rarely speak for anybody but myself. I've learned my lesson. That's probably not the smartest thing to do. But I feel pretty good saying this. So I know what you're thinking, because we're thinking the same thing. I think that you feel like it bothers us more than it bothers them. And when we feel that, that's when it's like, now it's a different range of emotions, and now there's a little disconnect. And now you're starting to go, not yet, because they'll get a couple of wins this week. It'll suck a few of you in back. You're starting to move towards the apathy. I'm telling you. I've never quite seen it like this. But it's easy to read. The disconnect is happening. Yankee fans have disconnected, most of you, from this team. Really from this franchise, not just the roster.